Shabbat shalom. This week, a friend shared this meme. Please be patient with your Jewish friends, spamming your feed with posts about anti-Semitism and countless hate crimes. It's just that we've seen this movie many times before, and we are doing our best to ensure that this time they change the ending. It's been 22 days since Hamas's murderous rampage that led to the killing of over 1,400 Israelis and the kidnapping of 222 innocent civilians. We are wounded. We are afraid. We are anxious. We are deeply worried. Yesterday, the ADL reported that there has been a 388% surge in U.S. anti-Semitic incidents since Hamas's terrorist massacre. It is chilling to hear calls of support for Hamas at rallies in Times Square, to hear venomous speeches calling for the spilling of Jewish blood. College professors are taking to social media to tell us that Jewish students aren't safe on campus. For thousands of years, we have been fighting the sword of hatred wielded by those who seek to destroy us. This week, we read in the Torah about Abraham, our forefather, journeying to the promised land. And with Abraham, the first Jew, begins the line of the Jewish people and the unending struggle for land and identity. Here we are, thousands of years later, still enmeshed in this struggle. It's a time of great distress. Many of us feel overwhelmed by the unending onslaught of terrible news and a deep sense of foreboding of what is to come. How do we connect to our sense of faith when we see so much destruction and hatred rising up around us? Where do we find hope? We read in the Talmud that separate reeds are weak, easily broken, but bound together, they are strong and hard to tear apart. Fear feeds on a sense of isolation. We find hope when we join together with others fighting against hate, anti-Zionism, and anti-Semitism. When we help to educate our children about the beauty of Judaism and the importance of the Jewish state, we find hope when we stand beside our college students who need our support. When we raise funds for our Israeli brothers and sisters, when we raise our voices to demand that the hostages are freed, we find hope when we speak out against misinformation and the defamation of Israel and the Jewish people. When we thank our representatives who have publicly supported Israel during this time of need. When we rally in the streets and gather in solidarity with each other in congregations, we find hope in the gestures of those who stand beside us and support us. Today, someone sent roses to the synagogue with a beautiful note, a small gesture of solidarity that brings comfort. We can do that for each other. We find hope when we bring hope to others. We find hope in our stories that we hear of our Israeli brothers and sisters providing care for each other in so many ways. Some fill care packages with food, toys, clothing, equipment, personal hygiene supplies. All over the country, people are donating food from secular cooks in falafel stores to ultra-Orthodox families, personally cooking warm, nourishing meals for soldiers on the field. People are offering their homes to families and individuals who need shelter. Od lo avda tikvatenu. Od lo avda tikvatenu. The Jewish soul sings, our hope is not yet lost. It is 2,000 years old. We need to hold up a torch of hope. We need to express our faith that we will survive and thrive, just as our ancestors did through our actions. To be Jewish is to never give in to despair, to never give up. As Rabbi Jonathan Sacks said, Israel's very existence is testimony to faith. The faith of 100 generations that Jews would return. The faith that led the pioneers to rebuild a land against seemingly impossible odds. The faith that after the Holocaust, the Jewish people could live again. The faith that in the face of death, we continue to say, choose life. The biblical Joseph chose life. Even when he was thrown into the pit, sold into slavery, and thrown in jail, he ended up rising to become Pharaoh's vizier, the second in command. Moses chose life. Even when he saw the great suffering of the slaves and couldn't imagine effecting change, even when it seemed that Pharaoh would never let them go, even when the promised land seemed almost unreachable, Moses didn't live through an easy time. The Israelites didn't live through an easy time. There is no easy time. No easy life. No one gets through life without tremendous loss. Yet Jewish history and Jewish beliefs compel us to not become shrouded in despair, rather to persevere. The celebrated 10th century poet Shmuel Hanagid, who fled for his life from his hometown under persecution, wrote these words. At times of distress, strengthen your heart, even if you stand at death's door. The lamp has light until the moment it is extinguished. The wounded lion still knows how to roar. At this moment, Israel and our Jewish community is wounded. And yet, we are lions. We are strengthened by our courage, our faith, and our hope. And together, we choose life again and again. Shabbat Shalom.